This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Mizzler,
Kobe,
best man in the Bizzler, Boom Boom Matty Leach, Mr. Electric, and the coach that I love to talk to about college basketball when he lets me talk to him about college basketball, Charles Ramsey, over at Ypsilanti Community High School. He is the Dean of Students and Assistant Athletic Director. Coach, we had a valiant game against Purdue, and then we got a blowout. Penn State blew us out on Sunday. I'm making this Northwestern game kind of, where is this team at now? Am I wrong?
Well, first of all, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you guys are staying nice and warm, and all you listeners out there. No, you're not wrong. But remember, we talked about this six-game swing.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern will be game number six of the six. We enter this game, we can either go 3-3 or 2-4. So, a win, we can finish 500 on those six. A loss, we go 2-4, which is a slide further down the scale. It's a big one. I looked at Northwestern versus Iowa last night. It was a good game for 30 minutes, and then, you know, Iowa just absolutely went berserk. So we're going to get an angry Northwestern team tomorrow in a very tough environment. It's time for the guys. They're going to have to, you know, tighten the belt loops, pull the slacks up, and go to work.
Yeah, it is certainly one that we are going to need to. So, you know, if you were in that locker room, you know, again, we had the close game against Purdue come up just short, even without Jet Howard in the lineup here that game, and then have the disappointing performance against Penn State. What would you be saying to the guys to try and get them ready? Because like you said, and some people are taking it as, oh, they just played, they'll have some tired legs, we might have an opportunity to catch them when they're weak. But as you said, they are certainly going to be mad that they let that one slip away in Iowa City.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you look at the Big Ten standings, you know, Northwestern is having a heck of a season. And so this is the next game, knowing Chris and his staff, what they're going to do, they're going to be, built up for this one. They know it's a big game. They're playing to get into the NCAA tournament. They're playing to have a high seed in the Big Ten tournament. And play to get into the NCAA tournament. So everything about this game for them is going to be huge. Ryan Welsh Arena is an absolute dump that is hard to play in. It is what it is. They can fix it up. You can put lipstick on a pig. It's a hard environment to play in. It's by far the worst in the Big Ten, in my opinion. So I say that to say, you know, everything right now is going against Michigan. And so as we look back at us, you know, there's a time where we got to look ourselves in the mirror and say we're going to show up and play. There's no way to rose color it, to patch it over. They need a win tomorrow. If they don't get a win tomorrow, they fall further down the Big Ten standings and further away from opportunity at a NCAA tournament bid.
Again, you're listening to Coach Charles Ramsey. Charles, I guess my thing for you, when you have a game like you had on Sunday, how do you as a coach try to catch the attention of the players and get them ready to play?
Well, come on, Jamie, you're an athlete. You at one time or another during your career, you've been on that odd side of taking a whipping.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think sometimes you take that tape that game, you throw it in file 13, and you move on. See, because you're at the point of the season now where you can't lick your wounds and pat yourself on the back and feel sorry. You got to step up and get ready for the next one. So you take a, you know, a game which was a absolute taking to the woodshed. It was a whooping. You throw that away. Is Michigan that bad? No. Is Penn State that good? No. It's probably someplace in between. And it was one of those things where everything bad for Michigan happened and everything that could happen good for Penn State happened. I mean, they were on fire from three. At one point, they had, you know, they were on fire. And so, and mind you now, Jet Howard started off, hit the, what, first 15 of the 17 points for Michigan?
Right.
And in the back of my mind, when that happened, I was like, this is not good. It looked good for television, but as a coach in me, I didn't like it. I would have much rather had three or four other guys scoring, balance, because at some point you knew he could not keep up the pace he kept up. And as we saw when that happened, I mean, we looked from a two-point game. When I looked up again, it was a 10-point game. Then when I looked up again, it was a 20-point game. So I say that, are we that bad? No. Are they that good? No. Someplace in between. So you basically throw that out and you put all your attention on Northwestern. And I think if I'm thinking correctly, I think that's what they did. Because Northwestern is the most important game in front of them.
Yep. And like you said, there are certainly those losses that you need to dissect and make sure that you learn those important lessons that you need to learn in order to move forward. And then there are some of them that you want to know what? That wasn't our night. They happened to hit everything that night. We'll put that one in the rear view and try and move forward. And so one thing that stood out from that game, you know, Hunter Dickinson had a size advantage against any big man he was going against in the middle from Penn State. Here against Northwestern, Nicholson, the 7-foot junior from right here in Clarkston, Michigan, he can body up with Hunter. How do you see him trying to attack Nicholson, trying to attack Northwestern to be a little more effective this game? Because I'm sure that you would agree, if Michigan is going to get this going in the right direction, he is going to have to be, if not right at the center of it, pretty darn close.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as I said, he, Jet Howard, Kobe Bufkin, and everyone else, everyone has to be a part of this. This has to be a team effort. We don't have a Zach Edey. We don't have a guy that can go out and get 34 and 15. We just don't. We need five, probably seven guys, you know, giving some positive effort, putting some positive points on the board, rebounding, defending, you know, because we just don't have that type of firepower where one or two guys is going to carry this team. And understand this, we're at the point of the season, everybody's been well scouted. There's nothing Michigan's going to do that's going to fool any of their opponents, and vice versa. You know what your opponent is going to do. So now it comes up to basically will. Who has the stronger will? Who's going to play the toughest for 40 minutes? You know, who's going to grind it out? There's no secrets at this time of the season. And so, you know, you say that, Maddie, Hunter's going to have a big game. Jet's going to have a big game. Kobe's going to have a big game. And then we need guys, you know, stepping up, contributing.
Again, you're listening to Coach Charles Ramsey. Rams, I know, is there, I get Hunter, I get Kobe, I get Jet, but who is that player that we can get that other step up? Is it Terrence Williams?
I think it has to be, you know, it has to be a combination. Everybody, okay. And this sounds simplistic, it is this simple. Everybody that steps on the floor and gets minutes, you have to bring a positive contribution to the team. It might not be in points. It may be rebounding. It may be defending. It may be, but you have to bring something positive. If you hit the floor, if you're, you know, if you're a shooter, you get a chance to make shots. You gotta make open shots. If you're a rebounder, you have to rebound. The one kid that I've come away impressed with lately, game in and game out, when he comes on the floor, is Reed. He gives something positive every time he comes on the floor. And so, you know, we need a team effort now. We need a team effort because, you know, as they're going to play a Northwestern team, not individuals. They're going to play a very good Northwestern team. And it's probably been a long time since we said that. But this Northwestern team is very viable.
No, they most certainly are tied for third place in the Big Ten right now. But, you know, you just mentioned a guy, or Jamie mentioned him a second ago, Terrence Williams. You know, it somewhat reminds me of what we kind of went through with Brandon Johns here the past, you know, year or two after, you know, we had seen a lot of promise in his game during his time here at Michigan. Same thing with Terrence. We've seen him be a very effective player, like you said, not only scoring the ball, but doing the dirty work that you were kind of just alluding to that is necessary yep. for a team to win. So what if, you know, if you were on this coaching staff, what would you try? Would it be maybe bringing him back off the bench like he was before? We know no player likes to do that, but how do we get Terrence back to being Terrence?
Well, you know, one of the things you said matters. It's not important who starts. What's important is who finishes. Who's bringing us in? Who's bringing us down the stretch? You know, people don't remember who started for the most part. You know, but I guarantee you on good teams, people remember who brought that bad boy on in. And so, you know, and that's, as you look at the better teams in the Big Ten, that's what you're seeing. Purdue is playing. Oh, they're playing 8, 9, 10 guys, and everybody is contributing in some form or fashion. You look at Northwestern, they're playing 8, 9 guys. Everybody that hits the floor is contributing. Now that you see Iowa back at full strength, who I think is going to be dangerous down the stretch with the younger McCartney coming back, McCaffrey, excuse me, coming back, they're going to be dangerous. They're playing 8, 9 guys with everybody contributing. We have to get to the point that everybody that hits the floor for Michigan, starter, non-starter, sub, whatever you want to call it, you have to contribute when you're on the floor. You have to bring something positive. I think for whatever reason, it looks like Terrence is, I don't want to say second-guessing, but we're not looking at the same player that we were looking at early in the season. For whatever reason, I don't know. I think when he plays the role of a junkyard dog and just attacks the basket and does things of that nature, you get the best of him. When you see him stand around and want to fall in love and shooting threes, not making threes, but shooting threes, and there's a difference. You know, we want guys that are going to make shots. But, he's kind of falling in love with being a jump shooter versus – attacking, like you said, which we saw him doing earlier, getting to the free throw line. I think those things can surely help this Michigan team.
Well, I, and again, you're listening to Charles Ramsey. Ramsey, can you talk about, and I'm not going to call him freshman, the younger players, Will Cheddar. You said Terrence Reed, and also Doug. I mean, these are contributors that are going to have to step up their game a little bit too.
Jamie, you said it. You can't say it. No, they're not freshmen. Let's be brutally honest. I mean, the number one team in the country has two guards that are playing as well as anybody in the country. And guess what they are?
Freshmen.
You would never guess it. They're absolutely, you know, I mean, they got their basketball players. And our guys have to be basketball players at this, you know. If you're thinking of yourself as a freshman right now, you're in trouble. Those guys, and we've seen them all contribute at one time or another. Doug is growing he's getting baptized right now because he has to play majority of minutes at the point, doesn't have a lot of relief because, as we know, if we move Kobe over, we lose some of what Kobe is able to do. And so Doug does compete. He competes. Cheddar, when he's on the floor, he competes. He's been able to hit some shots. And so, but they're going through a period of something that they've never seen. You know, their first rodeo through the Big Ten is exactly what they're going through. And it's not done getting rough now. These last 10 games are going to be an absolute beast. And they're going to be extremely important as we go forward. Somehow we have to figure out a way to go 6-4 these last 10.
Six and four, or seven and three. I think that gives us a good chance of getting to the tournament. But Rams, I was going to say, you know, you mentioned some of those guys contributing, and whether it's Will Cheddar or, you know, Doug is obviously a starter, but, you know, like Will and Terrace had the foul trouble against Purdue, which would love to have seen what he could have done battling a little bit more with Zach Edey. But do you think Coach mentioned taking a long look in the mirror here after this last game? Do you think we can see some of those young guys maybe get a few more minutes as Coach is trying to change things up?
Well, I don't know if you're necessarily trying to change things up or get a little bit more consistency. I think the battle right now is to find consistency. What unit gives us the best opportunity to win and is the most consistent? Because at this time of the season, that's what's going to win you ball games. The teams that are the most consistent, play the hardest, play the longest, those are going to be the teams that win you ball games. You know, as you look back, Purdue has not been pretty in any shape, form, or fashion. But guess what? They're 21-1. They wouldn't win a beauty contest if they were the only ones running. But they're 21-1. They figure out a way. They're very consistent. They're very solid. They don't do anything special. They do everything well. And they're 21-1. So that is pretty much the formula. Not style points versus, you know, what five can we put on the floor at a given time that are going to give us the best opportunity to win a ball game. And that's where we are. I'm looking at this, and you said 7-3, Matt. Ooh, that's going to be a tough one because we have road games at Northwestern, road games at Wisconsin, road games at Rutgers, road games at Illinois, at Indiana. So that's saying we have to win all our home games and two of those road games. And all of those venues are extremely tough.
Again, you're listening to Charles Ramsey. Charles, I look at the Big Ten. I see Purdue on top, and I don't see them falling from the top. Who do you see is the number two team? I'm going to give you my vote right now. It's Indiana right now because they seem like the hot team. They finally are doing what the experts have picked. They picked them at the beginning of the season to win the Big Ten.
Jamie, you say that, and then they get whipped at Maryland last night.
I know.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're tied at, so, hey, they're both 6-5 in the Big Ten and 15-7. So
yeah.
I cannot say. If you had to ask me, I'm going to lean towards either Northwestern or Illinois, with Iowa coming on strong, if in full strength. That's how I see it. I just come away, as much as I don't want to, I come away impressed with Northwestern every game I watch them play. They have a little bit of everything. And now they have a little bit of swag to go with that. They think they're pretty good. I mean, even in the loss last night, I saw a lot of good things that they did at Iowa. So, you know, I'm looking at Northwestern, I'm looking at Illinois, and I'm probably looking at Iowa. You know, but do I think I have we could be talking a week from now, and guess what? That thing could be all mumble-jumble. Now, the one thing I think is over with, we're real close to Purdue closing out the regular season. It's all but over. They're not falling off. The regular season championship is all but over. You know, but that number two, number three, 2, 3, 4, I think is all the same for the most part. And what you're playing for, you want a top four seed going into the Big Ten tournament. And so if you ask me, I think we have six teams playing for three spots, two, three, four, Big Ten tournament. I think we have six teams, Illinois, Northwestern, Rutgers, Maryland, Indiana, Iowa. And I can't throw away Michigan State. They're right there. So we have seven teams playing for three spots in the Big Ten tournament, two, three, and four, which is huge, one to get that bye. I don't know if I answered your question, but that's the answer.
Oh, you got
I had.
It. You hit it right. I it's jumbled up. That's what I wanted you to say. Yeah, it's too. You can't say it in a week, in the time that how they play each and every week.
Yeah. Rams, so, the three of the teams that you left off of that list, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State. I think all three of those teams, they're still lacking the consistency, but they've proven that they can play with just about anybody here in the Big Ten on any given night.
Well, Matt, guess what I didn't mention? I forgot Penn State. I didn't say anything about Penn State.
That's right.
You know, I didn't say anything about Penn State. And so, I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting down the stretch. But – more importantly, as we talk about, NCAA tournament, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Nebraska, and Minnesota are all on the outside looking in as far as NCAA mm-hmm. tournament. They all have to put together some type of win streak, in my opinion, to be considered. I heard someone talking about nine teams. I don't see it. I don't see nine Big Ten teams getting the NCAA tournament.
Wow.
I just don't see it. I think we're going to be at a seven and a possible eight. And that eighth one has to be pretty strong. But it's all going to come down to this stretch that we're getting ready to hit right now. And, you know, once again, I'm hoping for 6-4. As Matt said, if we can go 7-3 these last 10, I would do a headstand.
We would all be doing them, Rams.
Yeah, we would do a headstand. But we're going to have to figure out something in the next 24 hours because the next game, the biggest game, is Northwestern. And, you know, somehow we don't pull that one off. All of a sudden we're 11-11, 5-6 in the Big Ten. Now the climb even got more stringent, you know, because as I told you, the places we have to go on the road are all extremely tough. You know, five at home, five on the road. The five road games, none of them are give me, not one.
Rams, appreciate you coming on today and giving us the insight. Now you got us a lot. You got us shaking our head and thinking a lot now.
Well, unfortunately, I wish we were shaking our head and thinking good thoughts. Right now, like I said, the kids got to put on their hard hats and just go to battle. There's no magic wand that's coming to save them. There's no, you know, they're going to have, if they want some of the goals that they had, you know, set out, they're going to have to go out and earn it.
Yeah, you're right, Rams. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Hey, you guys have a great one.
You too. That's Charles Ramsey, former coach, University of Michigan, former head coach at Eastern Michigan. Currently, he is the Director of Players and Student Affairs, as well as Assistant AD at Ypsilanti Community High. We need to go to a break. We come back. Hey, we're gonna spin it around. We're going to talk about it. We're gonna talk about sports a little bit. That being said, you're listening to the M Zone, the premier show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.